Today's daf, Yud Aleph, and Sabbat Josh has been practicing all night for this one. Mazgula Takos, the Kana Ben Shael Manishtana. Oh, sorry. Well, we're getting close. Let's try that again. Mazgulo atakos. They pour a guy a cup of wine, and he says, "Oh no, hareini nazir mimenu. I'm a nazir from that cup. I raise a nazir. He's a complete nazir. I'm a nazir from that cup." That's just a way of being mekabel nazirut. And there was once a story of a particular woman who happened to be dead drunk. Shaita shikora. She was really dead drunk, or what she said wouldn't matter. Umazgula atakos, they hand her another cup, and she says, "Hareini nizirami mena." And there, Amar Chachomim, well, lo nitkavna zo ala lomar rehu alai korban. She never wanted to be a nizira, she just wanted to ask for that cup on herself. Obviously, the first part of the Mishnah said the exact opposite. So how do we square that? Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Ma'aseh listor. You contradict yourself and bring an actual event to show that you were wrong. First you say, Amar Reisha, Harei Zeh Nazir. If a person makes a nizirut on a particular cup, it's like being makaba, partial nizirut, you're automatically a nazir. And then you bring a maisa, the tani, ma'aseh bishachat, which means that it's only us or this cup, you see, that we look at it as basically a lashon of a neder. Nazir means have any mufrash. As if you're saying korban on that particular kos, mashma that other wine would be mutter. Says the Gemara, clearly chisurim mechaser, the Mishnah is missing a few words. Talking about mazgu lo atakos v'amahareni nazir mimenu areza nazir. The Mishnah begins as we have it. You pour a cup of wine to a guy, he says, "I'm a nazir from that." He's a nazir from everything. But, and here's where we add a few words, the im shikorhu, if he's drunk, and then he says, "Hareini nazir mimenu." Now, since, as Tosa says, since people love to get drunk people to drink more wine, everybody loves to get a drunk, until they started, you know, suing people for that. You know, now in America, you can't get away with that, but that's litigation, that's what the name of the game is. But it used to be that was part of the fun. I mean, how much entertainment do you have? So this woman is drunk, so everybody's saying, "Here, have another cup, have another cup." So she says, no, I'm a Nazir, man. So then, no Nazir. There we understand that my time of why is she not a Nazir in that case? Because, command yom hare alai korbanu. It's the same thing as saying, it's a korban on me. So you say, so why doesn't she say so? If you want to only make it a korban, so just say, v'chitema yoles, so let her say that. Why does she use the lashon of zeros? Because she figures, you know what? If I tell them that this cup is a korban, they'll pour me another cup. They'll say, okay, you're not allowed to drink Jack Daniels. How about Cravenmore? We're going to start. I'm going to argue with them on every cup. I'll tell them that I'm a nizira, and that way, leave me alone. But actually, she only wanted to ask for the drinking of the cup. So, Savar, Maitina Leachrina, Mitzarine, they're going to start pushing me again. I got no time for this. So, Emilu, Hamilta, the psychol, I'll tell them something. This is the cheese drug, you know, they're sober. You know. I'll say something that'll set them straight. And then continues the Mishnah, Ma'asen Nami, and I think we have a Maisa like that. Of an Isha Achat, which exactly that is what happened. Yes?
What's the reason for this?
Oh, no. Do you have a dirty mind? Well, just every time it mentions a woman, it's got a sexual connotation.
How is she getting drunk by some guys? What's going on?
It looks bad.
Why bring that example? I mean, what's
the I guess it's what happened.
I mean, that's an extreme, more extreme example.
Yeah, but you're right. It is a more extreme example. But it's the one that we have. And it could be that that's why it's considered mechaser. In other words, we're leaving out whether it's a general rule, whether it's a unique case. So the Gemara is saying, by the very fact that the Mishnah counters itself, it must be a considered mechaser. Because otherwise we would have looked at this, as you're saying, here's an extreme example of a case that contradicts the norm. But since it puts it together with the Mishnah Ma'aseh Nami, it teaches us that even though it could be seen as an extreme case, it's actually an expression of a chisur mechaser in the Mishnah itself. No, it depends what level of drunk is. Shikor, kishikruto, shalot. Is dvarim or not chal at all? That's why I said it. It doesn't mean she's dead drunk.
Ability to form intent, the ability or inability to have an intention. Is that
important? Yeah, the Gemara discusses what that's considered. Harini Lazir. Oops.
Excuse me.
Oops.
Oops.
All right. Wow. All right. That was very deep.
All right.
Harini Nazir, al manat she'ehe shoteh yayin, b'tam l'meitah. I want to be a Nazir, just with one condition. You know, a couple of those issues, I got to drink wine, you know. Or I need to go and always be b'tam l'meitah. You know, there's some people, they if without a funeral a day, they feel they're not alive. So hareze Nazir, this guy becomes a complete Nazir, v'asur b'kulan. And it's interesting because we had a machlokas earlier. If a guy's only mekabel a chelik of nazirut, so the Tanakhama indeed says he's a nazir mekulam, but Rabbi Shimon says he's not a nazir until he's mekabel each element of nazir, unless he accepts overall already nazir. We'll see why it is that Rabbi Shimon doesn't seem to argue on this case. Lechora he should. How about if he says yodei anishiyesh nazirut? He made himself a nazir. And he said, well, I know all about that. The only one point I wasn't aware of, I didn't know you're not allowed to drink wine as a Nazir. I thought it was all about the hair. You know, I always liked that idea, that hair. So, but the wine, yodeyasha nazir asur b'yayi. So according to the Tanakhama, what's the difference? You know, you don't know. Even if you knew and you'd only been mekabel one of them, you would have automatically been asur and all. So you don't know. So, fine, of course you're asur and all. Yeah, it's not to say you can't go to a chacham and say, gee, if I had known, fine, go to a chacham and matter maybe. But that's not the case. Certainly not matter right off the bat. We'll see the machloket about the need for hatara a little bit later. For Rabbi Shimon, in this case, Rabbi Shimon is matter because he had no kavanah to be mekabel himself as a yayin. And according to Rabbi Shimon, unless you're mekabel everything, you're mekabel nothing. Again, it's a machloket about whether this means that a chacham can be matir. It's actually a machloket derived in the Rambam. Can the chacham be matir, or is that the machloket, whether the chacham can be matir based on that? But we'll see in the Gemara the mashmoyot about it. Yodei ani shanazir asur b'yayin. You know what? I knew that a nazir is asur, but that's a regular nazir. I mean, that's like me. That's not for me. I mean, I figured I'd go to the rabbis and they'd tell me, certainly a guy like you, I mean, you don't have to worry about that, because, I mean, I'm a guy who can't live without wine, you see. So I figured the rabbis would tell me, for you, it's okay. If I don't have wine every day, that's it. My heart goes. This has happened in the past, you know. This is my fifth lifetime. And I can't keep going like this. Without wine, I'm dead. Or the guy's an undertaker. This is his only parnasa. If they're going to not be matir me to be matam el mesi, what am I supposed to do? So I figured, if I tell the rabbi, I mean, this is my parnasa, he's certainly not going to say a little bit of nazirah stands in front of a parnasa. I mean, obviously, a guy like you certainly needs a good parnasa. So that's all very nice. But lamaisa, he's trying to be mekabel of a sort of half a naziris. Strangely enough, the Chachom and Rabbi Shimon reverse their deyot. Tanakhama says a reza mutar, and Rabbi Shimon says no, he's asur. Unbelievable! How did they reverse their shitot over here? So this is the Gemara is going to explain. Says the Gemara, first, let's take the first case. Guy says, Areni Nazir, on condition that I can drink wine, or on condition I can be Matam in the Beitim. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't say anything, the Mishnah just says, Stam, he's a Nazir, he's a Surba Kulam, despite the fact that we know that we're about to remind ourselves of the Machloket that we had earlier between Rabbi Shimon and Tana Kama, the guy's Makabal partial Naziris. Why is this not a classic case of a partial Naziris? How come Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue? V'liflik nami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue also in the Reisha? On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he does. He does. What do you want? The Tana's got to explain everything to you. What are you, a two-year-old? You see, he argues later on. Use your brains. Put the machlokas that occurs later on and put it into the Reisha too. I have to tell you every time that he's chelik. So, chalukah ya Rabbi Shimon, not Bereisha. Ravina says, oh, no. Bereisha, indeed, is a unique case. And the Reisha Rabbi Shimon is not being chelik. You know why? Because look at the language of the Reisha. The language of the Reisha is not that the guy is saying, I want to be a Nazir other than the Isser Tumah Lameitim, or other than the Isser V'Yayin. Or, I want to be a Nazir only for Yayin. In those cases, Rabbi Shimon argues. Over here, the guy says, I am a Nazir, and then he makes a condition. Al Manat. So, what are you going to say? Okay, so the condition was not fulfilled, because you said, I'm only a Nazir, Al Manat, that I can drink wine. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, you can't drink wine. Fine, then I'm not a Nazir. Right? The problem is that it's matnal mashakatuv batorah. When you try to make a t'nai that is runs against the halach as defined in the Torah, the t'nai is batal, and therefore there was as if there was no condition. So over there, Rabbi Shimon also agrees. You said I'm a nazir. Fine, that's all that counts. Now you're coming along to make a t'nai about, but this nazir should only be chalav. That t'nai is not a legal condition. So there was no condition. So you stop making yourself a nazir. Over there, why would Rabbi Shimon argue? Mm-hmm. Brilliant. It's a completely different issue. And the cholam adam mashikatu b'Torah. So I'll see that inside again. Ravino amar bereishal apol Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon actually does not argue on the reishal. My time. Mishum dahavelim batna mashikatu b'Torah. You are trying to make conditions about the dinim in the Torah that were given unconditionally. And therefore the klal is, V'chola matneh ma'ashikatuv b'Torah t'na'o batel. And it's as if you never made that condition, and therefore the event, in this case Areni Nazir, will be chal because the condition was never made. It has no legal basis, no legal validity. We don't even hear it. You know, that's a darn good point. So what was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi thinking? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying, well, what are you, stupid? Obviously, Rabbi Shimon also argues in the Reisha. The truth is, there's a tremendous difference. Surely he's not arguing on the Yesod of the Matinah, Mashikatu Batorah, to know Batel, is he? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Lecha. Look, the fact that the guy says Al Minat, he doesn't mean that he's trying to make a condition. It's just another way of saying other than, that's all. Well, you think the guy has a whole idea in mind, the Mekabel and Aziris, but the Aziris should only be Chal, if the condition, that's not, this is the way people talk. He simply means, Kechutz Dami. Tanik Avati de Ravina. We actually have a Raya to Ravina's Pshat, that actually Almanat means exactly what it says, Almanat. Because over there the Brayta says, Beferush, Omar, Hareini Nazir Almanat, Shesteh. Yayin, umetame lemetim, areze nazir v'yasur b'chulan, mipnei shehu matneu ma shekatuv b'Torah, v'chol ha-matneu ma shekatuv b'Torah t'nao batel. So we see that the bright itself gives over the reason that in this case, this svara is only needed for Rabbi Shimon. According to the Tana Kama, even if it would have meant chutz, it wouldn't have made any difference, because anyway, once you're mekabel one element in Aziris, you're mekabel them all, by definition. So if the bright is now saying you should know, this case is unique, because it's a matnah, mashikatu batorah, so even Rabbi Shimon would be made it. And therefore it's your mekabel the entire Nazirut, and there's no condition that says that the Nazirut shouldn't be chal. Exactly what Ravina was saying, showing up here in the bright town. Now, we take the next case. Yodea Anish, Anazir, Asur B'Yayin, and Avosavura Yiti, Mipnesha, Niyoko, Eniyoko Lichyot. So we have three cases. Okay. We discussed the first case, where you make an almanat. And the second case is the guy says, well, I never intended, I didn't know anything about it. Never intended to be Makabal. The third case is, well, it was Makabal Nazir, but I was sure that the rabbis would give me a papal dispensation, because, after all, I need wine for my mental health. Whatever the case is. Now, for some reason, we explain why there's no machlokas Rabbi Shimon in the first case, according to Ravina, Matna Mashikatu Batara. We understand the second case is classic Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. The guy says, I never thought that I was being makabal on myself not to drink wine. Say the Rabbanan, but what's the difference? Even if you had said b'ferush that you don't want to be makabal drinking wine, you would have been a nazir mikula. So who cares if you knew or you didn't know? Rabbi Shimon is saying, well, no, if a guy wasn't makabal the entire naziris, then he's not a nazir. Fine. Classic Rabbi Shimon. The last case is crazy. The Chacham and Rabbi Shimon reverse their deot, where a guy says, I thought I would get a papal dispensation. So over there, Dafka Rabbi Shimon is the one who says he's usher in all of them. And the Chachamim say that they're indeed his mutter. How do you explain that? The armored Resha Asur of Rabbi Shimon Matur. Didn't you just say, in the first of these last two cases, didn't you just say that Rabbi Shimon is one of his Matur? Yeah, that's crazy. It must be a mistake in the Gersa, you know? Eimanami, maybe the last part of the Mishnah better read. Let's keep it simple, huh? The last part of the Mishnah should read, Hareza Asur of Rabbi Shimon Matir. And Richie very much approves of that approach. Keep it simple. Okay. So we can pack up and go home at this point. Oh, wait, there's one little problem. There's an Ibaitema. Ibaitema. Or we can maybe not keep it simple, but keep it real. I mean, after all, it does say what it says, right? So what does it say? It says that Le'olam lo tepo. It says that according to Rabbi Shimon in this case, it's Osir, and according to Rabbanan, it's Mutter. What could possibly explain a reversal of the Shitot? I'll tell you. Hatam Reisha. The Reisha, where he says, well, I never knew about the business not drinking wine. Okay. So that's essentially a guy who's going ahead and being nozer from one of the elements of Nazirut. I won't be Matam Lameitam. I'll let my hair grow. Whatever, right? So over there, according to Rabbanan say so. Even if you had been the Farish lo nazir al mechat, me'am, you're still a nazir and you're also. That's fine. I got no problem with the ratio. According to Rabbi Shimon says you're not a nazir achi yazir bekulam. The guy over here said, I never intended to be makabal naziris. I didn't even know there was such a thing. I only wanted to be makabal, not to cut my hair. So in all of those cases, it's very logical. So Rabbi Shimon would say, you're mutter. Ah. But the seifa, you see, the seifa, now that is very different. Because over there, essentially what happens? He said, I am a nazir. Okay, now he's coming along and he's saying, well, I was sure I was going to get a papal dispensation. But you said you're a nazir. So now he's coming along and he's going now to a chacham and he's saying, wait, you're the pope, give me my dispensation. So now there's the question. The rabbanan say, look, since if you hadn't been a nazir from everything, you'd still be a nazir from everything, okay? So even if you were a nazir from one thing, you automatically become a nazir from the whole thing. If you're a nazir, me'achas me'am a nazir. So then the nazirut is seen as basically all one issue. And therefore, ki mitchel michada minayu ishtere. According to that, if you're mevatel through she'ela on one of them, you were basically shoal on your entire nazirut. Because we view the nazirut as one state of affairs. So it's automatically either or. So if it's either or, so then if you're shoal on one, you're shoal on the whole thing. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Omer Achi Azir Mikulam, since you're not a nazir, unless you accept separately each one of the elements of Nazirut. So that means, according to Rabbi Shimon, Dafka, Nazirut is not seen as an either-or kind of thing. It exists because you're makabel, each element of it. And then the Nazirus comes into effect. And if not, the Nazirus doesn't come into effect. So if that's the case, you can't go back now and say, after the Nazirus went into effect, now let me ask about one element of the Nazirus. Are you trying to undo the Nazirus or not? But how can you undo one element? Same way, you can't create a Nazirus with one element, you can't undo it with one element. And if we can remove an element. So according to Rabbi Shimon, strangely enough, the She'ela is not going to be useful. And therefore it's not considered to be. Ki micho nami. Even if you come now and you turn around, so mi'ahu ad micho mikula. It's only going to be a She'ela if you're She'el on the whole spectrum of the elements that allow this piece to go into effect. So this piece wouldn't have gone into effect unless you're mekabel all things. How could the piece go out of effect unless you're going to out of effect the other things? That's the point. So therefore, it makes very good sense, Mishum Ha'achi, because of that, indeed, we have what appears to be a reversal. It's not a reversal. It's utilization of the same logic in the opposite circumstances. So therefore, Katani in the Mishnah, V'Rabbi Shimon Oser, very simple. Or, I have yet another approach. You know what? The guy basically is in a pickle. He was macabre in the Nazirus. He's absolutely sure that he has no choice but to be able to be Shai Siyayin, right? So it's basically, he's like a Nidrei Onasim. This is a case of Nidrei Onasim. A guy had no choice. They tell me I got nothing to do. I want to be a Nazir. I got to say this. I am a Nazir. I was sure when I explained myself that, so basically I never intended. I said something like an Oni says something. Guy comes along from the IRS, and I tell him, this is government property. That's called Nidrei Onasim. I mean, everybody knows I didn't really mean that it was government property. I just didn't want them to be taking it when they're taking away the TV. And obviously, I'm being paid by the government for censorship. So it's not my TV. You can't wait. You can't walk out with that. You come back here. So over there, Enoch Hinami, what's the halacha? That Nidrei Onasim are indeed not chal, but we had a machlokas earlier whether nidrei anasim require she'ila or whether they're automatically considered to be bata, right? That's the machlokas between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Shimon. When you say over here that it's not areza mutar, means it's mutar even without she'ila. When you say it's asur, you mean it's asur unless you did she'ela. It has nothing to do, really, with the issues of the other machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, which has to do with the nature of nazirut. Over here, it has to do with the nature of nidrei onasim. And nazir being a type of neder. So now, if there's an ones, let us look to the sugya of the arba'a nidarim that we had back in the Masechet Nedarim, and take and decide what the halacha is over there. Actually, the nidrei onasim can miflaget. The machloket of here is whether nidrei onasim require a heter v'chacham, and that is an old machloket that we had before in the Dorim between Shmuel and Rabasi. Same machloket over here. But if we look at Shmuel and Rabasi, that's not arba'a nedarim itiru chachami. Remember, we had four types of nedarim: the chachamim remater, which were nidrei zirusin. Where you're talking basically negotiating, you're making all kinds of wild statements that are understood in context to only be a negotiating position. Nidrei avai, you're saying something that obviously you don't mean it literally, it's not true. Or nidrei shigagot, you said something you've totally forgot. You know, you forgot that you ate today. You know, you make a debtor based on the fact that you're convinced you need today. It's in nidrei shigagot. Or nidrei onasim. And over there, where's the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Asi over there as saying, even though the Chachamim, it says over here in the Mishnah, Tiru Chachamim, but those Nedarim, Arba Nedarim Alalo, they still need She'lala Chacham. So this is Rabbi Yehuda now quoting Rabbi Asi, but continues Rabbi Yehuda to say, but when I went and said over to Shmuel, he went and he learned by Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, when I said to Shmuel what Rav Asi said, he told me that's ridiculous. So, Yamrita Gamede Shmuel Amarli, it says in the Mishnah The words of the Tana are, now listen carefully, sir, Hitiru Chachamim. Hitiru Chachamim means that the Chachamim say that these Nedarim are Mutarim. Not that they could be Mutarim. They are Mutarim. What are you saying? That you got to go now and ask somebody to be Matarim for you? That is exactly the Machlokis in our Mishnah. Rabbanan, who say it's mutter. They mean it's mutter without further ado. You don't even have to ask on it. Because it's basically, it's a mistake. The guy clearly, he said, they told me I gotta say you're a Nazir. But I felt that I never ever wanted to do that. It's clear in the circumstances. I'm not a guy who could be a Nazir. I'm gonna take down my undertaker sign. So, I mean, if I can't do it in this way, so then the whole thing was a big mistake. You don't even need Sheila Chacham. So is Holder Chachami. Whereas the Rab over here, Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, it's Usher. That's because Yodza Libet Rabasi, and he only meant to say, it's Usher until you're Sheol. That's all. And so, Mamela, the two sugyas are really just coincidentally, the Tana really likes to get you confused. So he puts in another machlokes in which the shitot of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim are actually inverted. So now the question is, how exactly does this relate? You got a big job coming up. You got to be wide awake. We need boxes. We need. You have a big morning.
You need boxes, and I need a car.
No. You need a taxi cab is what you need. You need two good legs. Sheesh. Who knows when you're going to have a car with this kind of litigation?
In the hands of lawyers.
Forget about God. Once the lawyers get involved, God's out of the picture. Even he's not going to start up with the lawyers. Yeah. But let me ask you something, gentlemen. The first approach that we had, you guys okay? Everybody all right today? Yeah? A little bit tired? No. Excited as usual? Really interested in hearing a nice question on this? Good. Aaron, good morning. How are things in the fast lane? That always goes in the fast lane. Gentlemen, one of the answers that we had, the first answer that we had as to why it's not considered to be stam an inversion of shitot, was that it's really a function of the mirror image of how it is you're mekabel nazirus. According to Chacham hold, you can be mekabel nazirus even by one thing. So you undo nazirus even by one thing. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can be mekabel nazirus only by the whole thing, so then you can only undo the nazirus by the whole thing. That's basically what the first approach. Why isn't this sugya part of the machlokas we had earlier? Remember with Rabbi Akiva and Beit Shammai. Sorry, but a neder shutar b'ksato utar kulo. I mean, isn't that basically I'm taking one element and I'll be mad to the whole neder? I mean, obviously the Gemara here is talking out. Tosu speaks this out. Is trying to say that the Rabbon and the Rabbi Shimon are saying, I don't care what you think about generally a neder shutar b'ksato utar kulo. This is not like other issues. You can forget about this shita over here. So Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph actually says that's the point. Yeah, that they're saying, I don't care what you say over there. That's the pshat. So here the Rabbon is saying, even according to the Maan D'Omar that says, Neder Shuta Mitzvah, Lo Hutakula, since the idea of Nazirut is a unique situation in which the Nazirut comes about through an imposition of a state that the Torah places upon you the moment that you take on one of these issues upon yourself. So obviously we're talking about something that is now being defined not because your words are interrelated, which is the issue of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Tekulah, but rather because the Torah's state is so defined. And therefore over here nobody would have an opinion about it being all one issue or separate issues. It's irrelevant to the zeros. That indeed is a given. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is saying, even according to Mandi Omer over there, the Neder Shuta Mitzvah, so indeed Utra Kulan, over years since the Torah gave you, we darshan before, from the word kol, since the Torah gave you a ruling that the only way that this state comes into being is through an acceptance upon yourself of all of its elements. In this case, I don't care what you're all about normal they are, here it's a given that there's this particular type of interrelationship. Okay, so we need to make sure that we don't confuse this with the issue that we had in the Dorim. This is the state question that we've had throughout that distinguished the Zeros from the Dorim. Harini Nazir. How about if a guy says, I'm a Nazir, and not only that, I want to pay for some other Nazir's Giluach. And now Shamach Havero, there's another guy there, and he says, well, you're not going to be firmer than I. And therefore he says, me too. And this is how it starts. He says, V'ani V'alai. Me too, and it's on my head also. So this is the Kaaba both of the Inyan. Now, of course, if they still retain some sanity, so imayu pikrim, megalchim zeb zeb, they got a simple way out of it. What do they got to pay? Twice, each one can say, I'll pay for your giluach, and you pay for mine. And that way they're both yotzei, they did in Aziris, and someone else paid for their giluach, and they don't have to bring a carbon, right? But that's only if they still retain some sanity. I mean, they sound like they're sort of on the edge. So imlav, if they're over the edge, and you can't talk reason to them, no, I got to take care of my own nazirus and pay for the other guy's nazirus. Okay, so if they want to be crazy, please go right ahead. Megalchim nazirin achirim. We can't force you to be reasonable. Very interesting, Mishnah. You love it. Must be Ramazim over here to the state of mind. Huh? And this parak is all about states of mind. It's very interesting. Guy's half drunk. Guy's convinced that he's different than everybody else. He's going to get papal dispensations. Guy needs to be as good as the next guy. Yeah, it's all about the lawyers. So, here's the Gemara, Iboilo. Shamach Averov Yamar Vani Mao. If he just would have said Vani, so is he referring to everything that you said? You said, you're going to be a Nazir. And you said, besides that, you're going to go be Megaleach, a Nazir. And somebody else comes along and says, me too. What does he mean by me too? Me too, same as you? Both issues? Or me too about one or the above? So akula diburi mashma duma pagata diburi mashma. Let's say that he only means when he says me too, he only means one of the above. So im tim tsumra pagata diburi mashma. Which half? The first half or the second half? Is he saying me too I will be a nazir, or is he saying me too I will pay to have a nazir migulah? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Look, read the Mishnah, it's very clear. The Mishnah says, Vani plus the Alay Legaleach Nazir, right? So over there the guy, my gosh. You are?
Yeah.
Oh. So over there the guy says, me and I will also be Megaleach Nazir. So this is over there, Ima Yupikrim. If they're smart, Megaleachim says, now what does he have to say? And me too. And furthermore, it is upon me to be Megaleach. Why does he have to say that second lashon? If the word Vani itself would have been sufficient to tell me that he's both a Nazir and he's also be Mechayev to be Megaleach a Nazir, there'd be no need for this second business about and to upon me is it to be Megaleach a Nazir. So over there you see that actually, so Midikama Vani plus Vialai, Shmamina, the word Ani alone would only be going on half of what he said. Therefore he needs to add, and also I will be Megaleach HaNazir, just like you. So apparently the Ani per se is only a Palga de Dibur. Okay, that's a good Raya. Sure enough, a Palga de Dibur, but which one? the Reish of the Sefer. You didn't tell me that part. Of course I did. Mina, what do you mean? Read the Mishnah again. How am I going to spell it out to you? Mina. If it says that the second word, after saying Vani, is, plus I will also be Megaleya. So what part was the Ani referring to? I'll be a Nazir. Obviously. I mean, otherwise it says, Vani, V'alai Leot Nazir. I mean, it does say that it says Vani, meaning I too am a Nazir, plus V'alai Legaleach Nazir. So therefore, if you're going to accept that the Mishnah is an indication that it's going on Palge, it's also an indication of which Palge. So Shema Mina, that the Vani is a reference back to the opening part of the statement, which is, I shall be a Nazir. On that you say V'ani. And Alai Legaleach Nazir, you're saying V'alai. And they're indeed two different Lashonas. One refers to what you are, and one refers to what you owe. That makes a lot of sense. Amalei Ravuna Berev Yosher L'Rava, what's the proof from here? I mean, my da'achihu, who would say that that's the way it is? You know, it's very possible that if you would have just said Vani, it would be Mashba on its own, the whole thing. I too am like you. And I will be Megaleach and Nazir the same way you will, and be the Nazir like you, right? So now you're saying, so why does the guy say the Alai? That's what you're saying. Imishum the Alai, the Alai Maika Omar. Maybe he's just saying the Alai Ba'amilta. All he's saying is, yeah, well, I'm going to be the same. It's all on me. That's all he's saying. It's just an extra lotion. It doesn't mean anything. By the way, I'm not. You're going to tell me that that's stupid, but it's not. Because look at the next Mishnah, and you'll see that the word V'alai is definitely used in that context. Because the next Mishnah, which we'll call the Sefer, the Yelot came off, and you're not going to say that the word V'alai could simply be a reiteration of taking something upon yourself instead of just saying, me too, me too. You're saying, me too, it's on me. And doesn't mean two separate things. In the Sefer of this Mishnah, which here occurs as the next Mishnah, we see the word V'alai being used exactly like that. Because what it says in the Sefer is like this. Hare alai legalea chatsi nazir. So in other words, I'm going to take upon myself half of the expenses of a nazir. And his friend hears, Shama Chaviro, and he says, Vani V'alai legalea chatsi nazir. Well, I understand, that's completely repetitious. There was no other part of the statement he could have been referring to. So why, how do you understand that in that Mishnah he says two Lashonos? V'ani V'alai Legaleach. Same thing that it says over here. So you're being medayik over here, the first part of the Mishnah, that, well, since he had to say both Lashonot, it's clear that only one of the Lashonot would have only been mashed with the first part. And yet, in the second part of our Mishnah, where there is no two parts, there's only one part, it also says a double lashon. So obviously the double lashon is not meant to be a meaningful thing. It's just on the contrary. The Mishnah is coming to tell me, don't worry about the double lashon. People talk that way. Vani V'alai doesn't mean anything. So you see that you cannot bring a proof from our Mishnah to the need for the two lashonot. So over there, Hatam Iika Tarti Mili, what are there two separate issues in the second part of the Mishnah there? The next Mishnah, there are two separate issues that you could have said Vani V'alai. I mean, obviously the only explanation is Elamaika Amar. What is the meaning of this double language? That he's saying V'alai Ba'akamilta. I want you to know, me too, I'm accepting upon myself the same thing. That's all he's saying. But you wouldn't say that. Me too, I'm accepting upon myself the same thing. And it can't mean anything else there. There's nothing else that it could mean. There's no package. There's only one item. So then that's what it means in the beginning. Hachanami in the first part of Mishnah means the same thing. Kikama alai, all it means is alai v'amilta. What are you trying to bring me a raya from the Mishnah? You need vani and you need alai. Not a good raya. Amalei Rava, what's the matter with you? Ruchi Hash, what kind of ridiculous comparison you're making? Iyamid bishlema. If you're going to tell me the way that we just brought a raya to you, it's very, very clear. Because you'll say that the Reisha is Tzricha. So over there, fine. The Reisha, I understand. Over there, it's two items, it's needed. The Seifa, indeed, it's not needed. So Tony, Seifa, Lo Tzricha, Mishum Reisha, the Tzricha. You have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is, you're normally you're memorizing the Mishnah. We know the Mishnah always tries to maintain parallel language in the opening of the Mishnah, closing of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, V'ani V'alai. There's obviously a purpose for saying V'ani V'alai. V'ani, I'm a Nazir. V'alai L'galeach. So because of that, it uses the same language in the Sefer. It's not needed, because there's only one thing you said in the Sefer. But okay, it's not so bad. I gotta say V'ani V'alai. So it says also the Sefer, the Lo Tzricha, because the Reisha, I couldn't get away without it. It is Tzricha. But if you're telling me, no, it doesn't mean anything. Take a look at the Sefer. It doesn't mean anything in the Sefer. So obviously it doesn't mean anything in the Reisha. Well, for heaven's sakes. It doesn't mean anything in the Reisha. It doesn't mean anything in the Sefer. Can you tell me why you're saying it? I mean, he armored Reisha Lo Tzricha and Sefer Lo Tzricha. Tell me Reisha Lo Tzricha and a Sefer Lo Tzricha. Makes no sense at all. So the only reasonable explanation is to say on the contrary. The whole point of the repetition is because Vani alone would only have meant F, referring back to the opening of the statement on the Nazir. Then when I continue on to say V'alai L'galeach, then I'm going Machaya myself. But otherwise, Enoch Imami, I would not. Umazgula takosa rivi, v'amra hareini nizirah mimeno, amru chachamim, lo nitkav nizrela loba reyu alaike korban. Ma'aseh listor, amet reish harei ze nazir. V'odet ani ma'aseh mishachat, then she's not a nazir, v'hayu de asura, but yeinach v'nashori. Well, actually, chesur machas, v'avitam, mazgula takosa v'amra hareini nazir mimeno. So then he's a nazir completely. But if he was drunk, whom she called, V'yomar in Nazir imenu, Eino Nazir, my timer. Command Yomar, Hare alai korbanu. V'chi tem, if that's what it means, why doesn't he say so? Lema achi. Because then she figures they'll bring me a different kind of kosher. Maitinu liyachrina. And then they'll start with me again, Mitzarim li. I better say something, it'll get them off my back. So I better aim along a mill to the psikolo, and indeed, ba'aseh nami b'shachat, etc., etc. Hareini nazir amanat she'ehei shote yayin u'mitamil ametim. Harei ze nazir v'yasur b'kulam. Yodea ani sheyesh nizirut, aval eini yodea shenazir asur b'yayin. Harei ze asur v'rebi shimon matir. Yodea ani shenazir asur b'yayin, aval savu ayiti. שהחכמים מתירים לי מפני שאין אני יכול לחיות אלא ביין או מפני שאני קובר את המתים הרי זה מותר ורבי שמעון אוסר ולפלוג נמי רבי שמעון ברשא אומר בשום הלב of course he is חלוק היה רבי שמעון ברשא רבינו אמר no the ratio actually לא פולג רבי שמעון why משום נהבי להם מתנה מה שכתוב בתורה וכל המתנה מה שכתוב בתורה Tina'o batel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Lacha, Hai almanat does not mean a t'nai, he's just saying kechut domi. Tani kavotid Ravina, Omar hareini nazir almanat at the heisho teyayin metam lamitim, harei ze nazir ve'azur b'kolam mipnei shehu, matneo ma shekatu b'torah, v'chol matneo ma shekatu b'torah, Tina'o batel. Yodei ani shanazir asur b'yayin, Vamagresha Asura Vishima Matir. I guess we better switch it around. Emanami Areza Asura Vishima Matir. Or Vibaitemalom Lotipa. Hatam Resha Kagonda Chazar the Nazar Mikhada. So there the Rabbanan who hold that Filolo Nazalami Achatmim Havi Nazir, the Asur, and according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only Asurachi Yazir Mikulam. So therefore, in this case, you're Mutar. The Sefer is talking about the Nadar Mikulo first, now he's Icho Mikhod. So according to Rabban and the Amrafilo, Nazar Lamiachat Mihem, Avi Nazir. So then when you're Micho Mikhod, now you're also Ishtere on the Naziris. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Achi Azir Mikulam, so then Ki Micho Nami, Meahu Adam Acho Bekulo. Mishamachi Katani, Rabbi Shimon Oser, Vi'i Bait Ema. There's a different machlokas here entirely. The machlokas is how to deal with nidrei on a scene, which is this is an example of. Over pluk to the shmuel of Rav Asi, the Tanan Arba and the Darim itiru chachamim. Nidre Zeruzi, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shigagot, Nidre Onasim. The Omar of Yudah, Omar of Asi, Arba'an, Darim Halalu, Tzrichim She'elah L'Chachamim. Kamita Kamita Shmuel Omar Li, Tanakama, Tanakatani, Hitiru Chachamim. Va'at Amr Tzrichim She'elah L'Chachamim. So we see there's a Machlokas. Rabban and Tzavri Kishmuel, that it's automatically bottom. Rabbi Shimon Kravasi, Jinit She'elah L'Chacham. Arei nazir v'alei legaleach nazir. V'shama chavero v'amar v'ani v'alei legaleach nazir. Im hayu pikhin megalchim zetze, v'im lav megalchim nazirim achirim. Ibar. Shama chavero v'amar v'ani. Mal. Is the ani a reference to all of the above? Because of the diburim mashma. Or do you ma palge diburim mashma? Im tim zolomra palge de diburim mashma, areisha or aseifa? Tashma v'ani v'alai legaleach nazir. Im hayu pekvim megalchim zetze. Now, midikoma v'ani v'alai. Shma min ada de v'ani is only going up palgad de diburim. Amri in a palgad de diburim mashmiu. Which palgad? The reish of the zeifa. Well, mina midikoma v'alai legaleach. I mean, shma min ada v'ani is referring to the areini nazir. So it's going back al tefilat diburo. Okay. Shmamina. Omele Ravuna Breder of Yeshua Rava, Mimai Dach, maybe the Olam Emelacha, that actually the Vani is in fact. Omele Ravuna Breder of Yeshua Rava, Mimai Dach, the Olam Emelacha Vani is actually going back a Kuladibur. Vimishum the Alai, Meka Omar, Valai, Bahamilta, Dilote Maachi. How you going to explain the next Mishnah? Where Diktani Sefer, Realai Legalea Chatzin Nazir. Vishama Chavero Viamar Vani, Alai Legalea Chatzin Nazir. So what is there over there to explain away two languages? There aren't two things. Atamika, Tret, and Mila. Ela Meka Omar, Alai, Bahamilta. So then that must be what it means in the Resha too. Hochinami Kika Omar. He means a lie, Bahamilta. Amle Rava Achyashta. I amit bishlem a reisha tzricha seifa lo tzricha, so tani seifa lo tzricha, mishum reisha de kain tzricha. But if you're going to tell me reisha lo tzricha and seifa lo tzricha, does it make sense tani reisha lo tzricha and tani seifa lo tzricha?